And so moving over to the second topic, I wanted to talk to you about the internet's kind of going abuzz right now with the FCC's decision regarding net neutrality. Can you tell us what net neutrality is?
Yeah. It's one of the biggest non-issues I've ever seen in my 20 years in Washington. Net neutrality was a made-up crisis by a group we call edge providers. And who are edge providers? Edge providers are the Silicon Valley folks like Facebook and Uber and the website that helps you find houses to rent and all that other stuff. Because they were claiming that, without proof, that the internet service providers, the people who provide the wires to get their product to the consumer, could slow them down or could discriminate, which had never happened before. So the Obama administration says, well, we're going to make sure it doesn't happen. We're going to put in this thing called net neutrality so that they can't. To make a long story short, the only one who slowed information and discriminated it is the edge providers, the Googles and stuff. And we're reading a lot about that now in the news about how these edge providers can pick and discriminate on information. Having said all that, what net neutrality did legally was put the internet service providers under regulation that we had Maubell, AT&T, when it was a monopoly back in 1936. So what the FCC said was that was the previous FCC should not do that. And most of us think if we want to protect the internet, we should do it by law, not by some agency just making a dictate. So if there's a concern, then legislators should then enact the law, because these agencies aren't there to enact laws. The agencies are there to enforce laws. So that's kind of I believe it's a very silly debate, because people are just, they don't know enough. But I'll end with this on net neutrality. What we want is more internet service providers. We want we want more pipes. We want faster speeds. We want the individual consumer to be able to get what they want when they want. You can't do that with a government-regulated monopoly. You can only get that through incentivizing the private sector that, hey, a lot of people want this and they want it faster. Someone's going to raise money and they're going to lay more fiber cable. And that's how you do it.
Thank you so much for clearing that up with me.
You're welcome.
And is there anything else you would like to mention as far as stuff going on in the House of Representatives?
Well, the only thing I would say is we still have to pass a spending bill. We've got a short-term process going right now for a couple weeks. But we need to finish the year spending bill, and that's what may keep us in Washington up until Christmas.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.